Q100, Kristen and I were so excited about the brunch bill passing until we read what it really meant.
11 a.m.?
Yeah. Mara Davis is here from Atlanta Eats.
Great to see you guys.
I mean, it's really not a big deal.
It's an hour and a half, man.
I mean, come on. I thought that when I walked in there that I was doing something really groundbreaking. I mean, it didn't...
We're talking about
90 minutes.
Okay, first of all, I agree with you because I think if you want a Bloody Mary at 9 a.m., yep, you should be able to have it.
Right.
But...
Oh, you're such a liberal.
I totally.
Snowflake.
This is huge. Our hours are different than the average bear, right? Yeah. So we're having breakfast at 6 a.m. We want our brunch at 11, and I want a damn bloody in
And that's exactly right. But I think, look, we have to be excited about this because we keep talking about things that bring us together, and
yes,
this overwhelmingly passed.
Okay.
It's the one thing that we didn't have to do a runoff for, okay?
That's right. Yeah. You didn't have to, like, do a statement to your listeners about it. There's no arguments. Like, people want a drink earlier. But really what this does is help restaurants. If you think about the restaurants that are downtown before a Falcons game or Atlanta United game, or, you know, they're able to make a lot more money by starting to serve at 11 a.m.
Oh, those games are going to be even extra crunk.
Yes.
I mean, everybody's drinking anywhere. If you're tailgating in the Gulch, you're drinking at 9 a.m.
Right.
So that's why.
No reason to go to jail for that. Okay, you don't have to anymore. All right, speaking of brunch, that's what Mara's here for this week.
So here's a couple of great places to get yourself a great Bloody Mary. I love a Bloody Mary. I love it spicy. Is there anything better than a great Bloody on a brunch day? It's just like spicy. It clears your sinuses, which I could use right now. The horseradish, pickles, a Bloody Mary bar. Big Catch does a great one. They have all their house-made seasonal garnishes there, and you can watch them on the show this week on Atlanta Eats. It's a brand new episode. Bacato on the West Side does a great one. South City Kitchen has a couple different locations. You can pair that up with your brunch. General Muir does a General Mary, and they do these house-made celery bitters. I love that crunchy celery.
You don't want the limp one.
Mm. Well, nobody wants a limp one.
I got it. That's what she said.
There it is.
I'm so glad you turned me on to that show.
All right. 6 Feet Under is a great one. They do a Fish House Bloody Mary, so that goes really well. And there are a couple places that have Bloody Mary bars, which is a lot of fun. Freight Kitchen and Tap does that with their buffet brunch, so you can brunch so hard, brunch all day, rosé all day, mimosa, Bellini, yes. So they do a fun one over there. Avalon's Crew Wine Bar does that, and they do the, you know, the mimosa, here it is, my favorite.
Okay.
Bottomless mimosa. You know how I love that.
Doesn't mean take your pants off.
It just reminds me of like someone's junk exposed.
Generally speaking, on those bottomless mimosa weekends, it's really bad champagne and stuff, right?
Yeah. Right. It's like if you want a headache, go bottomless.
Yeah.
That applies to everything. Twisted Soul Cookhouse does a great bottomless Bloody Mary bar, too. 1910 Public House. By the way, we're getting close to Thanksgiving. If you're looking for a reservation or where to get takeout, go to AtlantaEats.com. We have a roundup of all the places you can do it. And you do need to get on this. I'm getting a lot of feedback from people. By the way, you can message me, MaraDavis2000 on Instagram, and I can point you in the right direction, but you do need to get on us. On us and on your reservation.
At this point, like if you have a reservation for more than 10 people, are you still going to be able to find something?
It's tricky.
It's tough.
It's tough, but you never know. You've got to call around. You have to actually use the phone, Burt Show listeners.
I'll go hungry.
I know that's challenging.
I'll go hungry. At Q100 Burt Show.